Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is July 30th, 1947, and the title is Outpost in Despair. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
There were only a handful of men in the army outpost, but they stood at attention waiting for the sunset gun. As the colors came down, a group of men and a number of steers waited in the shelter of a clump of cottonwoods on a hill that overlooked the stockade.
Get ready, boys. They close the stockade gates a few minutes after the sunset guns.
All set, Larkin. Just waiting for you to give a go-ahead.
I get it straight. Keep your guns out of sight. Don't show no sign of making trouble till I give the signal.
Larkin, you sure there's only a handful of troopers inside that stockade?
I aim to make sure, Bolton. If the odds are too many for us, we keep our guns in leather. We don't attack unless I know we can win. Now, mount up, boys, and don't forget, try to look like honest wranglers.
I'll go ahead of you.
That's it. Keep the critters in a tight pack. Make it look like you've been cowhands all your life.
The troopers at the stockade gate saw a small herd of beef and about a dozen men. They called the captain, who came to meet Steve Larkin riding ahead.
Oh, hi there, Captain.
Who are you, and what do you want?
Larkin, from upriver. The Redskins routed us from home. I gotta save my cattle.
Captain, you hear that? Redskins.
I gotta keep them safe until daybreak. Let us come in, will you?
Very well, Larkin. Bring them in.
Well, thanks, Captain. Get up there. All right, boys. Right in.
You think it's all right, Captain Murray?
We've no choice, Jim. Can't turn a rancher away. The Indians would wipe him out before daybreak.
I suppose you're right.
The cattle thundered through the entrance, and then the stockade gates were closed. The hard-faced men who rode with Larkin remained in their saddles while their boss talked to Captain Murray.
Well, thanks a lot, Captain. We'll clear out at daybreak.
Very well.
Well, not many troopers around here, is there, Captain?
No, we're waiting for replacements.
I see. How many you got?
12 men, including officers.
12 men, huh? You hear that, Bolton? Just 12 men in this stockade.
What about it, Larkin?
Just this.
A gun. Why, you? Men!
Take them, boys! Take over the stockade!
It was several days after Larkin and the outlaws took over the stockade. A dust-covered rider pushed a tired horse along a trail many miles south. The Lone Ranger and Tonto paused on a nearby bluff to watch the distant horse and rider.
That looks like trouble, Tonto.
Ah, horse plenty tired.
Yes, coming from upriver.
Yeah. Larkin gang go upriver.
Well, that's what we heard. Tonto, no one would push a horse that hard unless it was a matter of life and death. I'm going to talk to that horseman.
Monsilver, get him up, sir!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto raced to cut off the solitary rider. As they came nearer, they saw two men who fired from a distance.
That two riders, Kimasabi?
Yes.
The masked man's pistols barked twice. The pursuers reined up, then turned back, while the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode to overtake the nearly exhausted chestnut.
Boom, Silver! Rein up! We're friends!
The one ahead looked back, then heeled the horse in an effort to get a final burst of speed. But it was a futile effort. The chestnut stumbled, then fell.
Who's over?
Oh, he's just coming. Oh, fella.
See about that horse, Tonto. I'll look at the rider.
Horse not hurt. Him get to feet.
Good. Hope we find the rider no worse off.
Oh, golly.
Girl.
My shoulder. I'm all right. Just bruised. No. You're not more outlaws.
No, we're not outlaws.
You fired at Larkin and his pal. You scared them off.
Was that Larkin?
Yes. He's been chasing me.
We've been looking for Larkin and his gang.
They're at the small stockade. They've captured him.
North of here?
Yes.
Your shoulder. Is it too bad?
That's nothing. I don't count. I've got to get word to the fort, Fort Martin.
Who are you?
I was in the stockade. My husband, Lieutenant Calkins, was wounded. I'm Gail Calkins.
I see.
Will you take word to Fort Martin?
You trust me in spite of this mask?
Yes, I must trust you.
How did you get away?
I managed to sneak out. Larkin saw me, took after me.
We might go after Larkin.
That's no use, mister. He'll get back inside the stockade.
Why does Larkin want possession of the stockade?
Well, he's got a slick plan. At this time of the year, the fur trappers come from the northwest heading for the Mississippi. They always stop at the outpost. Larkin and his men are going to dress up as soldiers so they can catch the trappers by surprise and steal the furs.
You can't travel any farther on that horse.
Yes, I know.
Tonto, you stay here and guard Mrs. Calkins.
Me do it.
I'll ride to Fort Martin.
Oh, do hurry. Larkin's gang will kill all the soldiers as soon as they no longer lead them.
Easy, steady, big fella. One silver!
It was dark when the Lone Ranger reached Fort Martin. He was admitted through the narrow gates with his hands held over his head. A lieutenant questioned him.
You were admitted because you seemed to be alone. Now, if there's Well, you're masked.
Yes, but that doesn't change things. I've got to see your commandant right away.
For what?
He's got to send a rescue party to the Osage outpost.
Why?
It's been seized by Steve Larkin and his gang.
A handful of troopers have been captured. They're being held prisoners.
I know Lieutenant Calkins. He was at
that... He was wounded. He may be dead by this time. Now will you take me to your commandant?
We can't send out a rescue party.
By whose authority do you say that?
My own.
A lieutenant?
I'm still the man in charge. You see, the captain's out with a troop on an expedition against the Cripple Creek Sioux Indians. I've been left in charge. Mister, I hate to say it, but... Well, I've got strict orders.
You can't spare any men?
We got just enough to man the fort. We can't ride out. I'd give my right arm to help Calkins in that outpost, but... Orders are orders. If you're going to save the outpost, mister, you'll have to do it yourself.
It was daybreak when the Lone Ranger reached the small camp that Tonto had set up. The sound of Silver's hoofbeats brought Gale Calkins out of a small lean-to and Tonto to his feet.
Oh, Silver, oh, you steady me, Calkins.
Have you already been to Fort Martin?
Yes, Mrs. Calkins. And the news isn't good.
Oh.
We can't get help.
Then my husband and every one of the men with him are doomed. Oh, why couldn't the men at Fort Martin come to help?
Most of the soldiers are out after marauding Indians. The few that remain are under strict orders to stay within the fort.
Is there nothing that can be done?
We're going to try to help them, Mrs. Calkins. We'll make this our camp and do what we can for the men at the stockade.
Lieutenant Calkins, it sure strikes me funny to hear you making threats.
Larkin, how long do you think you can get away with seizing the outpost?
Take it easy, Calkins. You're a wounded man.
There'll be a rescue party from Fort Martin.
Yeah.
Put me back in the guardhouse with my friends.
No. First, you got to tell me what I want to know.
I refuse.
You'll answer me, Savvy. Now, what's more, when do the fur trappers come past here? When are they taking them skins to the big river?
Larkin, I'm not talking.
Way I ought to...
Go ahead, gun whip me. I still won't tell you anything.
Tough, aren't you?
I'm a soldier, and when my wife reaches Fort Martin, they'll come running and... I mean...
You needn't pull up, Calkins. I know about your wife sneaking out of here.
What?
Thought you let something slip, huh? Sure she skipped. Headed right for the fort. But we caught her.
I don't believe it.
No.
You're just saying that.
Yeah. I'm saying it's true. I'm saying we did catch you. And I've given you one more chance. Tell me what I want to know. Or
what?
Well, you wouldn't want nothing to happen to your wife, would you?
I don't believe you captured her. Where is she?
No, you don't, Calkins. We got her. You're going to tell us. If you don't, maybe you can imagine what'll happen to her.
Of course,
if you want to gamble, I'm not telling a straight story. That's your lookout.
No. No, I can't take a chance. For Gale's sake, I can't.
Sure not. Now, when are the fur trappers due? Come on, speak up.
Hey, it'll be around...
What's eating you? Give me the answer.
Yeah,
what are you staring at? What's out that window? What? An arrow.
I'll get it.
Come in through the window. Hey, give me that.
Wait.
Give me that, say.
You're welcome, Larkin.
A note fastened to the air. Eh?
You don't have to read it, Larkin. I already saw it. So you tried to fool me, huh? You told me you captured my wife. Well, you haven't got her. That note says she's free.
Some confounded troublemaker.
Now you try to make me talk. You just try.
What's that you're holding?
This?
That bullet was wrapped inside the note.
That's right, Larkin. This bullet was wrapped inside the note. And it's made of silver. You see it, Larkin? A silver bullet. And I know what it means.
Larkin did his best, but failed in all his efforts to make Lieutenant Calkins tell what he knew. That night, as the young officer lay in the guardhouse, he heard a soft signal at the small barred window. He moved close and saw a masked man outlined against the dark sky.
Who are you?
I sent you a note and a silver bullet.
Lone Ranger, thank goodness. What about Gale? What about my wife?
She's safe.
Huh. How'd you get inside the stockade?
I threw a noose over one of the spikes and climbed the rope. But time is short, so listen carefully. You've got to trust me.
I do.
When are the fur trappers due to arrive?
Day after tomorrow.
There's not much time to help you.
If you want to help, ride to Fort Martin.
I've been there. The troopers are busy with Indians. Calkins, how many soldiers are in the guardhouse with you?
Six is all that are left. The rest are dead. And Larkin has 12 men, all expert shots.
I can just find guns for you six.
I'd get guns quick enough if I were out of here. There's a secret cache beneath the floor in the office adjoining this guardhouse.
Good. Now listen to me carefully. I have a plan. That plan won't work unless I can depend on you.
Masabi.
Toto, what's wrong?
Larkin's men find rope over stockade.
Turn out! I got over the wall on the rope.
And what we do?
Get away from the guardhouse. Toto, come on. We've got to count on the darkness to protect us.
Watch the gates go ahead. Strangers shoot to kill.
The Lone Ranger hasn't a chance.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger was joined near the guardhouse window inside the stockade by Tonto, who whispered that the outlaws had discovered the rope by which the masked man and his Indian friend had scaled the high wall of the stockade.
Find the critters and use the rope.
Find them and shoot on sight.
The darkness is our only hope, Tonto.
Get more lanterns. Get lights.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto made their way to a corner of the high wall.
They have lanterns.
Me see him,
Tonto. We've got to get over that wall and soon. We won't stand a chance if they locate us.
It's plenty bad.
We can climb this side of the stockade, up to the firing platform, and drop down outside. But I'm not through with Calkins.
Nothing down at this end. We'll start working around the wall.
You hear? Then come this way.
Toto, wait here for me. I won't be a minute. I've got to go back to the guardhouse and tell Calkins a plan.
But what good plan if we not get out?
I won't get another chance to tell him. I'll stay here. If they come too close before I return, don't wait for me. But get over the wall.
Tonto waited with mounting tension as the minutes passed without bringing the masked man back to the dark corner. He could hear the searching outlaws and see their lights as they moved along one wall of the stockade. But he didn't notice Bolton, the searching alone, who came up on the other wall.
I got you.
Why, you
stick him up. You're covered.
Larkin, boys, I got the critter.
Figured to hide, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what the...
Here's something.
Oh, that good, Kemosabe.
I'm on Tonto up the ladder. Get to the firing platform and drop.
You see Calkin?
Yes. Hurry, Tonto. Seen us. Drop, Tonto.
Here, Cole.
Here I come. There. You all right, Tonto?
Hit long jump.
Yes.
Horses over this way.
Come on.
Hit dark here.
Hope it's dark enough to hide us when those men reach the firing platform.
Open up!
Are you all right?
Yes. Get going, Tonto. Hurry, McCullough.
Get him up, Scott.
Run till there.
Once astride their horses, the Lone Ranger and Tonto quickly made their way to safety. They reined up for a hurried conference and then proceeded to the little camp where the lieutenant's wife slept in the shelter of the lean-to. It was at daybreak of the second day when Gale came to the fire where Tonto was preparing breakfast.
Oh, Tonto.
Huh?
Where is our masked friend?
Oh,
Him come soon.
That's what you said yesterday. Where did he go?
Well, him work on plan. You see him heap soon.
But, Tonto, what is his plan?
Well, maybe him tell when him get here.
Tonto, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to answer me truthfully. Did the Lone Ranger really speak to my husband?
Well, that's what him tell you.
But I wonder if he told me that the lieutenant was all right just so I wouldn't worry.
Well, him always tell truth.
But unless something is done quite soon, all the troopers will be killed, won't they?
Maybe things happen plenty soon.
Tonto, I hear hoofbeats.
Someone come this way.
Oh, it might be one of Larkin's gang. They might have found tracks. They might have followed your tracks here.
No. No, we not leave tracks that anyone follow.
But who can it be?
It all right. Me know that sound.
What? You know it?
Masked Fran come back.
He is. Oh, thank goodness.
There, you see him.
Yes. Yes, now I can see him. He'll surely have something to tell us, something to report. At least we'll learn where he's been since the night before last.
Oh, easy.
Oh, where have you been? What have you to tell me?
I rode up the Osage River, Mrs. Calkins.
Up the river?
Yes. To see the first of the fur trappers. I saw their camp last night.
Oh. But what did
They're
you...
They're coming right on schedule. They'll reach the stockade by noon.
Today?
Yes.
Then you warned them that Larkin is going to rob them. You told them about...
I told them nothing. I didn't go near them.
You didn't?
Mrs. Calkins, they're not likely to believe a stranger.
But you're the Lone Ranger.
The fur trappers don't know that.
Somebody's got to warn them.
Yes. You.
Me?
Your horse is ready to travel. The trappers will believe you. Tell them that you're Lieutenant Calkins' wife.
All right.
Tonto and I'll ride part of the way with you, but we'll have to leave you before sunup.
Now, I'm to tell the fur trappers to stay away from the outpost.
No. I want them to go right ahead, as if they suspected nothing.
But if they do that, won't they run into a trap?
I hope not. You tell them about Larkin. Tell them to head straight for the outpost. Tell them to be ready for anything. Because once Larkin learns that the fur trappers are getting near, we'll have to move fast. Too fast for explanations.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto accompanied Gale Calkins until the sun appeared over the eastern horizon. Then the courageous girl went on alone, while the masked man and his Indian friend waited in the cottonwoods on the hill from which they could see inside the stockade walls.
Girl already gone long time.
Yes, Tonto.
You watch stockade?
The Larkin gang doesn't know when the trappers will arrive. They made no preparations. But they surely have scouts out to watch the trail.
Oh, what we wait for?
We've got to wait until Larkin knows the trappers are coming. And, Tonto, a lot depends on my reasoning.
And how you figure?
Well, Larkin can't risk arousing any suspicions. He's got to make it appear that everything is normal inside the stockade.
Him put uniform on outlaw gang.
Yes, some of them.
And what we do?
We've got to get inside the stockade, get to the soldiers before the outlaws can get over their surprise. I think that... Tonto.
Me here, horse.
Coming fast.
Help me see it.
Keep back, Tonto. You'll pass within a few yards of us.
Or scout you mentioned.
I wonder.
Help! Open the gates! Let me in! The trappers are on the way! The trappers are coming!
Tonto, the gates are being opened.
Me see him.
Now, Tonto, be ready for action.
Ho! Take it easy.
Steady.
What's the matter with
Steady,
you?
Boy. Here, Joe, take care of my horse.
All right.
Listen, Larkin.
Go on, speak up. What'd you see? The trappers coming?
Yeah.
What's the excitement? What's the matter?
Houghton, the trappers are coming. I saw them.
Yeah?
I spied on their camp just after dawn. I took a good look and I left pronto. I tailed back to tell you.
You seen them, eh?
They got mountains of skins. Beaver and muskrat and fox and otter. Enough to make us all rich.
Shut up, you hombre. Shut up. We haven't got them for us yet.
We will have soon.
Yeah. Well, there's some things I don't like. For example, that masked gent, the Indian. We haven't seen hide nor hair of them. I don't like it.
Ah, shucks. Larkin, you're plumb loco about them, too.
I tell you, I don't like it.
Why worry over what's past? They tried to get the soldiers out of the guardhouse and failed. I'll bet they're still traveling high, wide, and handsome after the way we fired on them. Forget them. Think about the trappers and the furs.
How soon do you figure they'll get here, Pete?
They'll be here most any time. I reckon they started soon after I left their camp.
Then open the gates wide. Now listen to me. You men that have uniforms will have to handle things. The rest of you stay out of sight until the trappers are inside. Open up when I give the word. We'll give those critters the biggest surprise they ever had. And the last one.
Largan, why not kill off the last of the soldiers? Get them out of the way.
Bolton, you're short-sighted.
How do you figure?
Those soldiers are hostages. If any soldiers come from Fort Martin, I'll use our prisoners, you savvy. Their lives for ours. All right, boys, now get set.
The stockade gates were open wide. Bolton, Larkin, and their followers watched the approaching trappers with their heavily loaded pack mules.
Say, Bolton, just look at them furs.
Yeah. It's the slickest steam war wagon. This'll be easy.
Sure it will.
All those critters inside here, and from then on, we're the trappers. We're the trappers with furs to sell.
Now, you boys without uniforms, keep out of sight till I give the word.
The outlaws didn't know that the trappers had acted on what Gale, the lieutenant's wife, had told them. Larkin and Bolton didn't suspect that the close-packed horses and mules partially concealed the Lone Ranger and Tonto. They weren't aware of the masked man until the new arrivals were within the stockade walls, but then...
Come on, Silver!
Masked man, stop him!
Where's he going? Get him!
Cowboys, let him have it! Try to grab the gun!
Larkin saw the white horse racing toward the guardhouse, but before he could act, the trappers attacked. The trappers had the benefit of surprise, but the heavily armed outlaws who had been in hiding quickly rushed into the fight. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger reined up at the guardhouse door.
Oh, Silver, easy. Stand across. Stand there, Silver.
As he hit the ground, a man raced from the office adjoining the guardhouse.
Hey, you!
No time to argue. That'll hold you.
With a gun in either hand, he opened fire on the heavy iron lock. And then the door was opened.
Hawkins, you said you could find guns.
Come on, boys. We'll get him beneath the floor in the office.
Come on, let's get him.
The masked man stood with feet wide apart at the door of the office. His guns barked periodically as he protected the troopers during the few seconds it took for them to secure arms and ammunition. Then several of the Larkin gang realized what was happening and raced toward the Lone Ranger. But the masked man was no longer alone.
We're all set now. Let's get into this fight.
With the troopers armed and free to fight, the end of the Larkin gang was not long coming. The tide of battle quickly turned, and those who didn't drop threw down their guns.
There now. Do you feel better?
Gail, honey, I feel fine.
Three wounds and you say you feel fine.
Mrs. Calkins, your lieutenant is made of the right stuff.
You were badly wounded, Captain. How do you feel?
Me? Well, my wounds don't amount to anything. But I'd feel a lot better if the rest of our boys were here to share this victory.
There's just a handful of us left in the stockade, Captain.
We'll soon have reinforcements. Meanwhile, with the survivors of the Larkin gang locked up, I guess those of us left here can hold the stockade.
You know, Captain, you could hold it indefinitely without reinforcements if you had a few men like the Lone Ranger.
Thank you. story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.